Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama admits he's asking the impossible, but wants a bipartisan commission he appointed yesterday to recommend ways to reduce the projected federal deficit by 2015. The federal deficit is expected to approach $1.6 trillion this year, and yearly deficits are projected to average nearly $1 trillion for the rest of this decade. To talk about the tough work ahead, we're joined now by Congressman Barney Frank, who's recently criticized military spending as part of the problem. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition. Does this commission have a tough road ahead, considering the lack of bipartisan agreement on setting up the commission? The Republicans opposed it.
Yes, I think it's becoming clear now that the dominant element in the Republican Party really does not want things to succeed. I honestly believe at this point they are not going to cooperate in a jobs creation bill because the unemployment numbers getting better is a bad thing for them. And I think they are under some ideological constraint against cooperating with a deficit reduction, because to do deficit reduction, you have to have a mix of spending reductions in both the military and non-military areas, and you have to deal with the question of increased taxes.
What Republicans are also saying is that they fear that the commission is going to focus on raising taxes and not cutting spending, and that's one of the chief reasons they opposed it.
No, that's simply not true. There's nothing in there that says that it's going to focus on one versus the other. And that, by the way, is not, Bob, I must tell you, what they are saying that I read. They are saying unless there is a statement that there'll be no tax increases at all, that people making $1 million won't pay a penny of additional taxes, that we won't go back to the tax rates that we had under President Clinton, which was consistent with a very good economy, that they'll oppose it. But I do want to add, by the way, I don't want to just be critical of the Republicans. This is an area where I have my major difference with President Obama, because he repeated yesterday his point that he is going to exempt national security from this budget scrutiny. Now, properly defined, I agree we want to protect national security, but he's defined that essentially to mean the Pentagon budget. And the notion that you can make the reductions we need in spending as it is projected over time, that you can control the rate of increase and exempt the military, is wrong. In fact, look, once we have sent young people into battle, then we have an obligation to be supportive of them. I voted against the war in Iraq. I voted for the war in Afghanistan. I understand voting for a war that meant a lot of more money. The problem is that we are substantially overcommitted worldwide. We have to begin now to reduce those commitments. We have to begin now to undo some of the spending we're still doing to defeat the Soviet Union in the thermonuclear war. We should be withdrawing from Iraq much sooner than the president planned. So my criticism here is not just of the Republicans, frankly, but of President Obama. I think he's kind of fallen into the trap, the establishment trap, that when you're the president, national security issues broadly defined mean that the Pentagon goes up and up and up, well, everything else gets constrained. And I think that's bad economics and it's bad national security.
Well, whatever it recommends, whether it's in the military or in other programs in terms of cuts or whether it suggests raising taxes, can this commission succeed in churning out recommendations that Congress will accept, given the partisan rancor up on Capitol Hill?
Yes, if the public gets behind it. Members of Congress are not autonomous figures, and I think the president correctly points out that the Republicans, many Republicans, had co-sponsored exactly this kind of proposal and then voted against it, because I think they really have a I believe it is now clear that not every Republican, obviously, but the dominant element of the Republican Party, the people who are catering to the most conservative elements, really don't want success, or else they want it to come entirely from cutting all the programs that I believe are important for the quality of the lives of people in the country. But it depends on how they get a response from the public. And that's why, you know, I stress what I'm doing. And I do, you know, and I'm sorry, Bob, if I'm not being a good interview, but I'm not going to play along with saying, oh, well, this commission is wonderful and we should all honor it, when there's a fundamental flaw in its charge. And, you know, the Republicans are wrong to say that going back to the tax rates that occurred, for instance, under Bill Clinton, that that's a terrible thing because it happened and we had a very good economic activity. But the president is wrong to say, because he repeated it yesterday, that he's going to freeze spending on a number of important areas that we need to improve our lives here in this country. But he's going to give the military a pass, and we're going to continue to act as if we're in the Cold War with the Soviet Union, and we need submarines, missiles, and the Strategic Air Command to drop thermonuclear weapons. I won't vote for a commission that embodies that.
Is the president going to face a tougher time from Democrats on Capitol Hill? I'm wondering, based on what you're talking about.
I want to make it tougher in the military area. In general, no. Look, in the Senate, where they first voted on this proposal, a great majority of Democrats voted for it, not enough to get to the 60. But yes, I mean, be very honest. If they do not include a reduction in this ever-increasing Pentagon budget, and that means, frankly, they don't get subjected to the same scrutiny in trying to reduce waste, the excessive use of private contractors who pad the bills, the intrusion of Americans militarily into political disputes elsewhere where we do more harm than good. I intend to be very troublesome if that's given the kind of exemption that the president gave in his budget.
Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome.